from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He knows how to coach guys up. We sometimes, you just accepted the fact that Hoyer was out, Hyde was out for a year. They lost Trey, and this defense just plays. And they find ways, and you look at them, and sometimes you try to map it out. Even if you looked at individual guys on this defense, you know, it's not like you would say superstars all over the place. But I have a lot of faith, even with all the changes, I have a lot of faith in the secondary because of McDermott and Babich.
Mike Catalana from 13 Wham here in Rochester, our guest from last hour. If you missed that, it's on demand, WGR550.com. Good morning. We are here at training camp. We are awaiting Sean McDermott. We'll carry that live here on WGR. Roughly 10 minutes, give or take. Sometimes coaches early, sometimes a little bit late. We'll see when he arrives, but should be pretty shortly. Sean McDermott from St. John Fisher. The sun is shining. It is beautiful out. Fans that are arriving shortly, we're about 40 minutes away from practice, and it shouldn't be hot at all. It looks like a dream with weather right now. We're in the shade, but still, it's perfect.
I just realized it's a very important sweepstakes pool gambling opportunity.
Uh-huh.
Who's the first player out? No players yet, not one.
The first player
out.
The tunnel?
You're a player on the team. Wouldn't you want to be able to say, first one on the field? Oh, no, for the year.
Oh, I have a thing here. I can look.
Coleman.
Keon Coleman, first player out?
Coleman.
No.
Will they do it in order? Or they have an order? Isn't it just kind of like on a whim, like whoever
shows up first? Who gets ready the fastest?
Yep. Reed Ferguson.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Okay, special teams, a good bet.
Special teams. But they go over there. They're usually over there on the field, though.
That's a field.
That's right. I want to know the first one that's going to be in this other field.
Through the tunnel. Right.
Yeah, first one through autographs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hamler.
KJ Hamler?
Yep.
That's what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Give me.
He's in that boat. He's been here since the winter. Here.
Give me my bet. First player out, ready, fast. You know,
guy that's going to want to make an impression, right? Maybe start the warm-up a little bit early. Who feels like a guy that's superstition? You need to get that out there early because you've got a routine you've got to go through.
Yeah.
And you need the extra time to be able to do that.
You're socializing in the locker room as you're getting ready. Are you in a group? Yeah. Are you solo?
Who's like a hockey thing. Like Ryan Miller used to come out on the bench, right? And he would put his head on his – who's that? Who's going to come out here and put their head on the football early on? Who seems superstitious?
And reflect, look around.
Yeah. the zen kind of feeling before practice starts. Although there's a lot of fans out here.
You know
I don't
what?
Know how zen you're going to get.
Taylor Rapp. Give me Taylor Rapp.
Just because.
You like that pick. Admit it. Ooh, you like that pick.
I don't know if I don't think I have an opinion about that pick at all.
First one out, I'm going with Rapp.
All right, no, you know what I'm going to do? No, we got a yellow jacket, by the way, in attendance
here.
Yeah, we do,
a Keon Coleman jacket. It's over a Coleman jersey.
Yeah.
Tweet your picks, first player out.
All right.
And whoever wins will, I don't know what, will shout you out.
I got my pick. Guy that needs to prove that his head's on straight.
Claypool?
He's committed.
You're going Claypool?
He is not going to be late at all for anything. And to make sure of that, he's going to be the first to arrive every time. Wow. Chase Claypool.
Wow.
Is my
all right.
pick.
I see the theory.
Yeah.
I see it at work.
He is going to, by the way, be one of the watch guys, most watch guys at camp and practice.
Right, well.
He's easy to see because if you didn't know anything about these receivers or these players and you looked at them all next to each other, you might think Claypool is the best one. Because he's big and he's muscular and he's fast and he's got the arm sleeve, even if you want that. Like Claypool, we heard about how he flashed a little bit at minicamp and OTAs, but that is t-shirt and shorts. Like him being able to do anything at training camp would be newsworthy.
Who are the five most interesting players for this camp? Coleman, Claypool.
What if I just named five receivers? Those two.
Vaughn.
Vaughn was the first one I was thinking of. Vaughn.
Yeah. See, like how much juice he has on that knee.
You know, he's always talking about Mac Hollins. Allen is.
Yes.
He is always talking about him. So I'd be very interested to see how that's going to work out.
Listen, like Mac Hollins maybe doesn't have the upside as a lot of the others, but his story is not that different from Curtis Samuel, Chase Claypool. He had a 93 catch or 93 target.
93 target.
93 target season with the Raiders. And right when he signed, he was early, we had Charles McDonald on, who's a Yahoo guy. And he's a Falcons fan, too, and said when he was with Atlanta, he loved him. So he might end up being one of these guys that people kind of like a little bit. Again, the story's not that much different. The Bills have, with most of their receivers here, they've gone for low risk, high reward. Claypool's not exactly. He is. He's low risk, high reward.
Yep.
Coleman's not exactly a low risk, high reward. He's an investment, second round pick. But even Curtis Samuel is low risk, high reward. $8 million a year is nothing in receiver money.
Yeah.
Nothing. So you've got a lot of low risk, high reward, or buy low and hope you cash it in kind of tickets. Coleman's the real exception to that. MVS is a buy low, hope it works.
I'll run this one by you, too. I ran it by Bulldog. A.J. Epenesa, to me, he either has a play that makes you go, oh, my God, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. What a play. And he'll put a couple of those together. He'll put up, and then for six or seven games, I wonder, did he put a uniform on? I didn't even recognize that Ryan's is out there. That's the way I've always looked at him. There's nothing in between. It's either a phenomenal play in my eyes, or where is he? Is he even on the field? I need to see more from him. I need to see more of the middle range for him, where he's just a good player.
Well, he's going to likely be asked to do more, too. So he kind of needs to, because he's been – look at his snap counts by year going back. You got someone?
We got our first player. Our first player through the tunnel. Now – Who crosses the plane of the tunnel first? This is key.
Oh, wow,
this
right.
This is key.
Because
49 and 61. Get your – what do you got? 49?
Yeah, Paul's got the roster.
Shane
here.
Simon.
Okay. And 61?
Gunnar Britton.
Okay.
Did anybody tweet in Gunnar Britton?
No.
But neither of these two have crossed the plane into the stadium.
They're currently signing autographs.
Oh, man.
Somebody may pass him by.
A late arrival.
Somebody may pass him by.
A horse charging from around the corner at the end.
Shane Simon just made a football move toward the plane and got called back at the very last minute to sign an autograph. So neither. I mean, right now it looks like Shane Simon's going to be the
you
first
gotta
player.
You got to be in the tunnel, I think.
Yeah, you got to
be in the tunnel.
I am on the line, looking down the plane to make sure we do not award this to someone that did not get in. And he did not. He got close.
No, not yet. I can't see also there's like a hall kind of like on the way down, and it doesn't look like anybody is approaching.
Okay.
Nobody's on the way. So
Simon on the 1 yard line. He's in.
Damn, there
he's
we
in.
Go.
Shane Simon, first on the field.
All right, remember that. First on the field at training camp.
Speaking of Simon.
Uh-oh, what?
Dan Dunleavy and I tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you both are invited if you'd like
to. You're going to hang out with Howard Simon?
We're going to Howard Simon's tour.
Oh, nice.
We are going to Howard Simon's Niagara Falls tour tomorrow.
Look at that.
I am looking forward to it.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
He's got to pick the Bills soon. Today
yes,
would be a day.
Does.
Today would be a day he would have done it, but he's not here.
What did he pick them at last time? Do we remember? Was it 11 wins?
He mixed in a 9-8.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He did. A 9-8, which I think we pretty much would assume would not win the division. Right? Somebody
yep.
is going to have more than 9 wins in this division. Yeah, he's been writing for our website too, WGR550.com. Wrote about training camp a little bit. Like, he seems a little worried, you know? 10-7, thank you. So, all right, we'll have to get him on to, we'll have to get him on to pick the Bills. The Bills' schedule, like, I had Aaron Schatz on yesterday talking about this, that he, like, their football almanac, overall roster, whole picture, they have the Bills the sixth strongest team in the league, but they don't have that represented in the record because it's one of the toughest schedules in football.
Yeah.
And we pointed out earlier that the big difference between the Bills schedule and the Jets schedule is because it's a first place schedule, the Bills play the Jets, Ravens, and Lions this year. Excuse me, the Bills play the Jets, or the, one more time, the Bills play the Lions, the Ravens, and the Chiefs. Versus the Jets, who get to play Denver, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh.
Yep.
That's a massive, likely a massive difference between the two. And when you have a division that could be as close as it is, like, to me, the Bills could very well be the best team in the AFC East this year by a slim margin, and they still don't win it because they just have tougher games.
Hand me that roster card again. I get some more names coming, more checking in. We can confirm attendance
roll,
here.
Roll call?
Yeah.
We have 24 and 33 walking over to the other field.
24 used to be Elam.
Yeah, we need new. Yeah, everybody's changing.
Yeah. 20, that might be Cole Bishop.
It's Cole Bishop.
Okay.
And 33 is Tecori Couch.
And he doesn't have a jersey on, but I think that is Damar Hamlin in between them.
This is
I
like the
tell.
Red carpet.
Yes.
Yeah, the red carpet is coming
bit.
In.
Yes.
And, you know, Jeremy's hosting the red. Jeremy and
everyone's
Joe
are
hosting the arrival on the red carpet.
All right. Yeah. Oh, here he is. Yeah. Here we're seeing now. We're seeing
that's Jeremiah
David
Searles,
Edwards.
Right? No.
David, who are you? Who are you wearing? It's the Buffalo Bills gear. Oh, okay. Yes. Great choice today. You made a great choice.
Yes. 55 walked by also. Good luck with the last name there. That's one we're going to have to learn.
Okay.
You're not going to give it a shot?
I lost my sheet.
Okay.
Sean McDermott coming up in a few minutes. Sal said he could be early, could be late. You know how it goes. Well, it could go either way.
That's how it goes.
We're going to carry McDermott once we go live with that, so stay tuned as you know, we keep cruising here. What else?
I'm getting real excited to watch the kickoffs today. I'm getting very excited to watch the kickoffs today.
You see, we'll see it on the first day?
That's a good question. Should we assume we're going to see them practice kickoffs today? I would assume.
Yes.
Yes, right?
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
They're going to need a lot of work, obviously, since it's so much different.
Yeah. And there's going to – this is one where, like I told you earlier, I think the preseason pledge is going to be on life support this summer. I'm going to want to fight against it.
Oh, I'll fight. I'm ready. I'll fight you all day.
I think one
– ready? Hold on.
Go ahead.
My latest giant bullet in the arsenal of the preseason pledge, okay?
Uh-huh.
Here it is. Last year, you may not remember.
Uh-huh.
But I got to find a game log.
A preseason game log?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. You can go ahead and make your point about why the season.
All right, well, one element of the preseason that I don't think should qualify under the preseason pledge, which – if you're new here, is basically don't take anything in the preseason at stock value.
Nothing at all in the preseason matters.
I think the kickoff rule is going to be hard to say that about.
Okay.
Because for kickoffs, because it's brand new, I don't really think you can hide anything, right? Because you've got to see how it works. You don't know how certain things are going to work.
But
you've got to put
it
into practice.
Season isn't necessarily what you're going to see in the regular
counterpoint.
Season.
Counterpoint. We run our fake kickoff stuff in the preseason.
Or but this didn't work. We got to do it this way. And it seems like it's going to be all over the
but
place.
But what if the fake
kickoff? It's almost going to be unscripted.
Yeah. What if the fake kickoff works, though? If the fake kickoff, you're not going to want to, you don't think they're going to want to workshop things that they're actually going to see in games in the regular season. I just think because it's brand new, it should be treated a little different on that front.
Sean McDermott is going to have a stroke on the sideline, having an unscripted, just free-for-all on kickoffs. Not only him, all head coaches, because you know they want everything bam, 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 bam.
Yep.
And kickoffs are going to be like a schmozzle.
All right, we're going to go to head coach Sean McDermott.
Must be a new technology or something. All right. Good morning. Great to be back, and great to be back at camp in Western New York, in the Rochester area, in the town of Pittsford here. Want to thank everyone first and foremost for coming, but also thank specifically the people who had a large hand in helping us move here. It doesn't just happen by itself. So all the Bills staff, all the staff at St. John Fisher that helped us get settled in here, specifically the St. John's Fisher staff for their hospitality. I understand that we kind of take over campus a little bit here, and it's very much appreciated that the way that they handle us and welcome us. And then, again, the people of Pittsford, our fans in this area, and the towns neighboring Pittsford and their welcome. Their welcome nature. Just went to a little visit to Pittsford Dairy last night just to make sure it was still there. And not going to tell you how much I had or what I indulged in, but it was really good and a good way to start camp. So had an opportunity to take my son over there last night and just make sure it was still there. So I did that for everyone else's sake, just so you know. But it's great to be here. We believe in going away to camp. We've talked about that before, namely because of a couple of reasons, one of which is for our team to continue to come together and bond and develop that chemistry that you're going to need, that we're going to need, and then not only get ourselves into football shape, but also build that key element of toughness that we need. It's hard to reinvent that, if you will, in October if you're not winning the line of scrimmage. And so we've got to get that done here and help that carry us forward into the season as we go through. So I'm a big believer in that toughness element to our football team, and you'll see that out at practice as we move forward here and get into full pads. So with that, I'll turn it over to you and your questions.
Sean, can you update us on physical things that are happening?
I mean, everyone, you'll see everyone out there at practice today, Sal, and they'll be out there in full capacity, I would say. As we go through camp, some guys will be managed. Milano being one of them, and just to name one of them, but there'll be some guys that get vet days as we go, but we'll just take it one day at a time right now.
Sean, how does camp change, if at all, with so many new faces this year?
That's kind of life in the NFL, right? It's a new year every season, and it's a new team every year. So you go back to starting from square one, and as I mentioned a few minutes ago, there's many steps between where we are now and where we're trying to get to as a football team and as an organization. This is a critical first step, coming to camp and really winning this first step at camp and accomplishing the goals that we want to accomplish. There's going to be some tweaks here and there with because of some of the youth on our roster and some new faces, as you mentioned. But overall, we believe in what we believe in and the core of what we do.
Hey, Sean, what do you want to see out of Josh Allen this camp verbally? Know that he's in sync with all the new pieces on offense.
I know Josh has put in a lot of time with those new pieces over the offseason. Been very intentional about that. I think he's done a great job of taking ownership with that. And really it's trying to expose those guys to get on the same page as much as we can, and then their understanding of what they're going against from a defensive standpoint. So That is a big intention of ours at camp in the periods that we'll run and how we'll run and shape things as we go through camp.
I know there's a lot of turnover every year, rosters turnover. This time, though, the amount of turnover you've had with staff and players, does it remind you maybe go take it back to 2018 in some ways?
Possibly. I think overall it's always, and the way I'm looking at it this year, it's a little bit different than 2018. It's an opportunity, and you look forward to those opportunities, right? To bring a team along and put a team together. You know, certain players that work for us may not work for other teams. Certain players that work for them may not work for us. And I think one of the cool things about the position that I'm in, the position we're in as coaches, position Brandon's in and his staff as well, is that we get a chance to put together a team. And that's not always just, hey, we're going to take the most talented guys across the board. I don't believe that's how you put a team together. Talent is important, but what's just as important, once we know that the talent is there, is how it all fits together. And the rapport offensively that was mentioned with Josh, and how it all fits together in all three phases. So I think that's part of what's exciting about this season, is seeing how that all comes together.
What have you seen from Keon Coleman and his approach just now headed to training camp, his first?
Again, I just saw him the last, I guess, half a day here. He got what I know so far is he's here on time, he's ready to go, and he looks like he's ready to attack this first practice. So I'll know a little bit more after I get out of this first practice here.
I meant more what you saw from him in the spring.
In the spring?
Yeah.
You know, he was a rookie, still is a rookie. That's not going to change. So he'll face the normal rookie challenges. Specific to his position, as spring went on, I saw him start to get more and more comfortable. I saw Josh spending more and more time with him, being intentional about that and building that rapport and chemistry. And then I saw him really starting to win some of those one-on-ones that happen from time to time at his position.
Sean, Kyrie Elam seemed to have a strong spring. How does he carry that over? What's the mindset? You're, you know, talking with him so he can carry that over in a training camp as he fights for a spot.
Yeah, I mean, belief is important, right? Belief and confidence are a big part of performing, especially at this level, but not just this level, at many levels, youth levels included. So, you know, it's a clean slate for Kyrie, and we're looking forward to, in year three, what he's able to do. And, again, I think our environment usually helps players with that, right, in that belief and confidence. And we have to continue to instill that as coaches in him, and then he'll do the rest. And so he'll be out there at times running with the first group, at times with the second group, and we'll mix it and give him opportunities to really develop here.
Sean, when you guys start practicing in pads, what kind of tempo do you want to practice kickoffs at?
Yeah, that's a great question, especially with obviously the rule change. There's going to be times where we're going to need to go full speed. We're going to throw a lot into that. We did in the spring as much as we could, albeit in helmets only. So we're going to have to do as much kind of exploration as we can through practice, and then maybe throw some live in there as well.
Well, how long did the guys sort of grasp things during the spring in terms of the rules of it?
Yeah, I mean, they were very attentive. And I would say not just the kickoff or the kickoff return team, but I would say the entire team grasping how that's going to change the game, or how that could change the game, I should say. So I think that's going to play a big part. The way it is right now, the way the rule reads right now and will play out, I think is going to play a big part in determining games.
Sean, have you made a decision of play calling on defense yet?
No. Okay. You'll see at practice. It's going to be a mix. You know, Bobby will certainly have his fair share. I'll call it some. But getting that piece worked out, and I have a pretty good feel in my head for where I'm going with it. It's just not really to want to publicize that right now, but I do believe, whether it's Bobby, Joe, Smiley, that, you know, getting those, that's knocking the rust off for any coordinator, any play caller in camp, and we got to make sure we do that as well, just from some call it, what we call call it periods. So
Sean, from what you saw from Cole Bishop in the spring, a couple of veterans in that room, you brought back Tyler Rapp. What does he have to do to kind of really enter that position battle throughout training camp?
He's got to come out and get off to a good start. I mean, we mentioned when we left to the whole team of being in the best shape that you've ever been in, because that's really the start. If you don't come to camp in shape, you know, things happen, you're not available, and then you can't do anything, right? So staying available is important, and then we'll see what type of, at least initial shape we're in. We had the conditioning test yesterday, but we'll see what type of real shape we're in a little bit today. That'll get tested, but then as we move through camp. And so I think really mastering the defense, which is hard to do in the first season, we're mastering, you know, Matt, parts of it to where he can help us maybe in certain packages, starting there and then moving into the starting roles division.
What do you hope and need to see with Vaughn?
Well, I'm excited for Vaughn. You know, that coming off of an ACL, as long as I've been around this game, is not easy. I don't care who you are. And there's been some variation, some guys coming back faster than others, but usually it's in that second season where the athlete's able to recapture their form, and that's going to be a challenge, but that's what Vaughn's here to do. I know he's worked hard in the off season, and that'll be a big piece for us as we move forward up front.
Sean, you talked about Josh being intentional with the new wide receivers.
Yeah.
How have you seen him maybe step up more vocally as a team leader? Deion talked about that he hears him barking more during the offseason. Have you noticed Josh being more vocal this time around?
Yeah, I haven't noticed the barking piece. But yeah, Deion's great, right? Josh, overall, you're talking like from a leadership standpoint?
Yeah.
I mean, I've noticed a ratcheted up form of Josh, and from a leadership standpoint, again, just being intentional about, and I say that going back to the spring, and I look forward to that continuing to ratchet up here, but going back to the spring, just being intentional about working with his core receivers, backs, tight ends, and hey, if something's not right, you know, being proactive and saying, hey, listen, let's run that again, or I need to see that again, and we'll go do it during special teams period. He's coming over here with a guy or two, and I think that's a big piece of really getting our level of execution up to where it needs to be and as consistent as it needs to be.
Do you think that safety is arguably the toughest position mentally to step into as a rookie, you know, day one?
Other than quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say quarterback, middle linebacker, and safety, probably, you know, being indifferent of schemes or systems, I would say largely those are the main three that carry the most volume, the most responsibility.
Sean, you mentioned getting back to square one to start the camp. Was that almost more difficult to do over the past few camps because you didn't have as much turnover?
The intention is to always start at square one, Joe, right? I think it's harder, and even talking with some of the veterans who are still here and then some who at the end of the season went to other teams or are not playing right now. I think just speaking with them, it's harder for them mentally to really get back to square one and start over. And so there's an awareness piece with that, that I took out of that, at least, those conversations. But I think that part is necessary. You have to almost force yourself to do it, even when you've been around a system a little bit or an environment.
Sean, based off of what you said about Cole Bishop and how tough it is to learn at safety, how important was Mike Edwards getting him kind of fit in here and figuring things out up to speed?
Yeah, and you know, he had the injury in spring, so he missed a lot of time there. So that's huge, Josh, for him getting up to speed, the intricacies of our defense. You know, the intention was to have Mike out there with the first group through the spring, the duration of it, but he missed really most of the spring, if not all of it. So, again, that'll be a chance for us this morning to look at Mike and see how he's doing.
The topic is defensive backs. How important will it be to draw Bobby's experience having worked with the defensive backs in this time here, especially early in camp when you're still trying to figure things out?
Yeah, and that's part of, I think that's part of, it's awesome, the fans, right? that's part of the, to me, the key ingredient of being a good coordinator is you've worked with the defensive backfield, as you mentioned, and then Bobby's also worked with the linebacking core as well. So having in-depth knowledge of the back seven and then that connection that the linebackers have to the front, being exposed to both of those positions bodes well for Bobby as a coordinator, because not only can he call plays better because of that, but also connect with his staff, in particular the defensive line coaches, knowing, hey, I know enough about the front, how it works together, to have credibility, so to speak.
Hey, Sean, when you look at the receiver depth chart, top to bottom, is this maybe the most diverse, eclectic group of guys you've had here? Because, I mean, there's so many different skill sets
there. Yeah, there are, and it's kind of like, you know, you open the drawer to your silverware at home, and you're like, okay, tell me what this does, right? And sometimes I open the drawer at my home, and I'm like, I try and put the dishes back, and I'm like, I don't even know where this goes, right? I think we can all relate, or some of us at least.
Who's the smarter?
So, yeah. So anyway, it's
outside of silverware. What do you think of that?
Yeah. No, it's. That's how I see it. Honestly, is we don't really know what we have, but we know what we have. And it's interesting to see they're a very diverse group. I know a lot of people talk about we don't have a true number one and this and that. I think these guys will rise to the occasion. I really do.
Sean, we talked a lot about the jump from year one to year two for these guys. Is there anything from Dalton specifically you want to see in camp?
I mean, Dalton's been so good in so many ways. Right away, he's just a great person with a great disposition. And secondly, his connection with Josh, his understanding of our offense, his understanding of NFL defenses. You know, he's gotten off to such a great start. And I know the way he handled in this offseason and the spring, and he didn't stop. I mean, just in terms of his hunger to grow and get better. And that's hard to find, right? Especially when you come off of a year like you had in year one, and now it's, hey, let's do our best to reset it and start again from step one. And looking forward to him really continuing to excel.
Going back to 2018, how much have you, in that sense, grown and can draw from 2018, having had that experience and the experiences of the past 6 years?
Yeah, I think overall, just, you know, there's no substitution for experience, right? No substitute for experience in whatever you do, and I think if you're wired the right way, you're always learning, always growing, and then you're using something I learned this morning or something I learned in 2018, 2023, whatever it is, to make myself better, to make our team better, and I think our players are wired the same way.
Sean, you watched, obviously you know a lot of those folks, Hard Knocks offseason, and what would you think about opening up the doors of One Building Drive and giving that kind of access for the world to see kind of the inner workings of it?
Yeah, I think it's great for the fans. I really do. I was flicking through some channels the other night when I was just kind of sitting in my living room waiting to go to camp, you know, like the first day of school, and Hard Knocks was on. Now, it wasn't the most current version, but I think those are great inside looks for the fans at what goes on around NFL camps, inside the walls, inside the doors, and so if I were a fan, I'd appreciate those moments as well.
Good? All right. That's Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Quick recap, Matt Milano to be managed.
Yep.
He and Bobby Babbage to split defensive play calling, so we don't really know who calls the defense yet.
Kyer Elam will get first and second team reps.
Okay.
Or what the exact wording was, he'll get reps with the first and second unit defense. So I guess it's basically the same thing.
Okay. Any other big takeaways? They'll practice kickoffs at full speed.
Yeah.
They'll have to.
Yep, they're going to do that.
All right, we'll get a break in. Keep you covered here from St. John Fisher. Players are out. Josh Allen walking through in a red jersey and a hoodie as practice number one is moments away. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's going to be times where we're going to need to go full speed. We're going to throw a lot into that. We did in the spring as much as we could, albeit in helmets only. So we're going to have to do as much kind of exploration as we can through practice, and then maybe throw some live in there as well.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking about the kickoffs and how they're going to be handling kickoffs. Excited to watch some of that. Have seen a few players, some of the bigger names getting through. I think most of the players are in here. Dawson Knox, Curtis Samuel, Josh Allen went through to massive cheers. It was a little different than years past. Last couple of years, Joe, you know how this works. Lots and lots of pops, lots of cheers. This one, there was the big Josh cheer and everything else underneath that. Like, you know, his team.
Who got the second biggest ovation?
I don't even know. Who you would even say would be second biggest.
Yeah, maybe Milano, although I don't remember hearing his ovation specifically. Kickoffs, by the way. So our Scott Fishbowl drafts that have been going on in the fantasy community lately, they are rewarding for return points. Like, you get a lot of return points. So returners have been picked. Rashid Shaheed, for instance, in New Orleans, like a fourth-round pick in these things. And nobody that I've seen has picked anybody on the Bills with the idea of, oh, that's their returner. Like, the Bills are probably one of these teams that are a complete unknown for who their returner is going to be. Maybe Ty Johnson would be the leader right now. I don't really have a good idea of who their returner would be.
Okay.
Ty Johnson... Curtis Samuel?
Maybe.
Too much offensive snaps to throw that on him too? I think it's going to be a play that gets used. I mean, 97% return rate in the XFL. I mean, it's going to be a play. So,
well, point against that. One point against that, if I could. Does the XFL have kickers as good as NFL kickers?
Probably not.
Because if I have an NFL kicker, what should I want to do if I'm kicking off? I should want touchbacks. The touchback is 25? No, it's the 30.
It's the 30.
It's the 30.
Find it now.
Last year they moved it to 25. This year they're moving it to the 30. Double check that.
I'm double checking.
I think I would just take touchbacks. You still got to go 70 yards on me.
I don't know how easy it's going to be to force the touchback.
You kick it into the back of the end zone. Oh, right. Is your coverage team going to get deep enough to warrant the guy taking a knee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll see it play out.
Yeah. The kicker, it's the 35-yard line. Is that right? The 35-yard line? No, it's the 30. It was the 35-yard line in the XFL. So that's a 5-yard difference.
So the kick is longer.
The kick is longer in the NFL than it was in the XFL.
Okay.
That might actually even out for the skill difference because the NFL kickers are definitely going to be better. That to be fair, though, let's play this out. XFL players versus NFL players trying
speed.
To read between the lines. The NFL players are faster and bigger. So who does that benefit more? Does that benefit the kick team, the kickoff team? Because those guys, although standing still, they're going to be able to get down there faster than the XFL players were. I don't know. It's, again, it's part of the unknown of how is the difference in athlete going to make a difference between the two leagues.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, training camp underway here at St. John Fisher. And I just saw something else I wanted to mention. What was it? I don't know. Keon Coleman.
Number 0. He's got the arm sleeve, blue arm sleeve on the left arm and the left leg sleeve. Interesting. On both ends. This from Nate Tice, Charles McDonald, Matt Harmon.
Oh, I saw this. They all predicted their top 10 offenses in the NFL.
Top 10 offenses in the NFL. So you saw where the Bills came in all three?
Yes, I saw two predictions for number 10 overall and one prediction of number 6.
Yes.
Okay.
McDonald has the Bills as the 6th best offense going into the year. Nate Tice, Matt Harmon at 10.
10.
And is the bar too high if I say I wouldn't sign up for any of those?
I would sign up for. You should sign up for 6th. You should. Yes, you should definitely take 6th. The idea being, will you sign
sixth?
Right now? Yeah, you should take 6th. Yes. Offenses that you could fully expect to be better than the Bills. Kansas City.
Yep, that's one of them for McDonald.
Detroit.
Yep.
San Francisco.
Yep. The other two that McDonald has listed higher.
Miami. I need one more.
Houston.
Okay. Come on. If you come in 6th, none of those are offensive to be better offenses than yours. Are those the 6 best offensive minds in the sport? And you've got Joe Brady coming in 6th?
Yeah.
Where do I sign up?
Well, that's an interesting thought.
Where
too.
Do I right. sign up?
Because look at just looking at Charles McDonald's list right now, top 10 offenses in the league, offensive minds. It goes Shanahan, Reed,
Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
Bobby Slowick.
Then Joe Brady. Then you've got McVay.
Mike McDaniels.
Then LaFleur.
McVay. Right.
So
get in that group. If Joe Brady's in that group, the Bills are in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
In that, right. If he's as good as those guys.
All right,
are.
I'm not giving you 10, though. I wouldn't sign up for 10th.
10 would be a little tougher.
I need to be better than 10th.
Break time. Extendo Sports. Coverage continues from St. John Fisher next. All right, Extendo Sports wrapping up the show today. We're back tomorrow.
Olympics start today.
The Olympics start today.
So the opening ceremonies are Friday. Today you get rugby sevens.
Great.
U.S. involved, and you get some of the soccer games that start. Tomorrow, handball.
Okay. My 3-year-olds are very excited to watch Simone Biles.
Nice.
They watched one video of her doing a million flips in the air, and they want to do somersaults and flips. They want to watch Simone Biles.
They're into gymnastics?
One of those things where my son's like, Daddy, can you jump and do those flips? Like, no. No, I can't.
Your son's going to want monster trucks in the Olympics.
He will.
Yeah.
Why aren't monster trucks in the Olympics?
Monster trucks in
why
the Olympics?
Why aren't they? Get in it. Yes,
yeah, why not?
Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm in.
All right. We're back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. The Extra Point Show is coming up. And, of course, we'll continue to keep you informed from St. John Fisher. What's going on here for Bills training camp? Cheers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.